Stop 7. Meadow. Meadows like the one before you are open and sunny habitats with grasses, herbs, and small shrubs, but without many large trees. To maintain meadows in New England, there must be some form of disturbance that prevents trees from taking over and shading out the meadow plants. Those disturbances can be a fire clearing a forest and letting the sunlight in, or farming practices such as plowing or pasturing farm animals, which keep meadow areas open. The family that once owned the habitat property used this meadow as a vegetable garden and orchard. There are still several old and gnarled apple trees along the path. Habitat has a small herd of goats that are sometimes in this meadow during the summer. Their winter accommodations are in the back of the greenhouse at the next stop. In the meadow are several bird boxes on wooden posts. These are used by bluebirds, tree swallows, house wrens, and house sparrows as nest boxes from mid-spring to early summer to lay their eggs and rear their young. Here are the songs of these species, which you will hear in springtime.
Eastern bluebird. Tree swallow. House wren. House sparrow.
Stop 8 is 411 feet from stop 7. Follow the trail through the meadow and into a small forest. Along the way to stop 8, there is one more type of tree to explore. Look for trees with striped green trunks. These are striped maples, sometimes called moosewood. In summer, they have very large leaves with three lobes and a heart-shaped or rounded base. Striped maple is an understory tree that does well in the shade of larger trees. They are typically found at higher elevations than here, for example, in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. However, the family that lived at Habitat planted some striped maples here many years ago, and they have done just fine. The marker for stop 8 is located ahead at the greenhouse.